Hi guys. This week, I want to talk about resilience. You know, resilience is a hot topic, particularly in the world of leadership. And almost all of the conversations that I'm having with learning and development professionals on the topic of leadership and management now involves the need to include some element of resilient leadership. You know, according to the Mental Health Foundation, mental health problems constitute the largest single source of world economic burden. And this is with an estimated global cost of, wait for it, £1.6 trillion. That is a shocking statistic. So, how can leaders support themselves and their teams to be more resilient? That, my friends, is the topic for today's podcast. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. Find out more on this topic and the topic of mental health, do go and visit our website where you can see our other wellbeing training offerings, and don't forget to share and review this podcast. Remember, just Google Excel Communications, we come up at the top, leadership management development. So let's get cracking. So navigating a successful career as a leader in organizations today is by no means no mean feat. You know, it's a roller coaster of highs and lows, achievements and failures, and continuously overcoming one roadblock after another. So, you know, it's hardly surprising to learn that resilience is a crucial leadership skill. What I want to do is explore what makes a resilient leader and how can resilience be developed. But before we do that, I want us to look at a definition. So Harvard Business Review's definition is: the ability to recover from setbacks, adapt well to change, and keep going in the face of adversity. Now, often I hear clients and participants on our leadership programs discussing change and how constant it really is. In this context, I think of resilience as the ability to adapt and... I believe that resilience is the ability to adapt to diverse change, particularly in today's environment, where change really is constant. So before I discuss resilience in the context of leadership, I think it's worth remembering that we all have access to resilience, you know, even those who are less fortunate than we are. We all have challenges in our daily lives, and sometimes we fail or hit the occasional brick wall and have personal or family issues to deal with. I think what I'm trying to say here is that we typically overcome the hurdles and look forwards. Even when we're struggling, we tend to put a face on and show up to our friends and loved ones and colleagues and just crack on. Right? Some of us are better at hiding it than others. But this is resilience in action. And it isn't always about having completed, you know, a marathon or triathlon. So why is it important for leaders to have resilience? I mentioned earlier that for many people change is a constant. And for leaders, this means they're leading and managing their teams through events such as, you know, it might be an organisational structure, it might be the transitioning of, you know, a new C-suite or a new CEO. For many industries, market conditions mean that company performance has been poor and may need addressing. And it's at times like this when a team can become, you know, several things, like they become demotivated, they tend to get concerned about job security, you know, there's a negative mindset with a glass half empty outlook, people are stressed, and things become disruptive and unproductive. And this is when a team look to their leader for support and reassurance. And they want their leader to be their voice, someone who will share the team's views in forums where they aren't physically present, when they don't know what's going on. And trust me, there's nothing worse than not knowing what's going on. And then speculation accumulates and it just goes from bad to worse. You know, the higher the challenge, the bigger the opportunity to continue developing resilience. When we sign up to be a leader, it's in the both good and bad and the challenging times. So that's when we really need to show our resilience. So how does self-awareness impact resilience? Well, the more insight a leader has about their own strengths, behaviours and attitudes, the more they can choose their response to any given situation. So when a team is going through a kind of change, any kind of change, yeah, it's easy to forget that this change also impacts the leaders. They're expected to go through their own change curve experience at speed. And it's at times like this when a leader may also be experiencing pressure and stress. You know, I know I've been in situations where I've had lots of external pressures going on. And yet I'm also being expected to show up at work and lead a team towards the future vision. And yeah, that all adds to the stress. So, you know, it's at times like this when a leader, when they're experiencing their own stress, you know, it can become a bit exacerbated by the need to tune in even closer to what's going on and not project their own feelings. And as an expressive kind of a person, this is a challenge for me. It's something I continually work on, but it doesn't come easy. When it's time to listen and support or to voice their concerns versus communicating what the business priorities are and keeping the team focused on the bigger picture of what needs to be achieved and by when. So, you know, when is it time to listen? In situations where a leader lacks awareness, they are more likely to be concerned only with themselves and the impact any changes will have on them individually. And, you know, this will happen. You are human. But it's important to recognise when you're in that. Sometimes that you can slip into that little bit of victim mentality. Yeah, you know, and this might send you into a downward spiral, which you then find hard to bounce back from. And you then end up lacking that emotional and physical resources required to support yourselves, let alone your team. So, you know, it really is important that you are aware of how your current state is and how you're managing that and what your stress levels are and whether your stress bucket is overflowing. So how can you demonstrate resilience as a leader? Well, there's quite a few things you can do. First one is welcome challenging times. You know, use them as opportunities to grow. Lead by example and encourage your team to explore how they can brave the storm and come out the other side stronger, both as a team and as individuals. Look at those times to really develop people and help them with their own resilience. Two is you can be a role model. So the way you deal with situations and handle conversations is constantly being observed by your team. So act like a strong leader, make decisions, keep communicating, even if you're repeating the same message. It's also important to try and stay composed and confident and look for what can be achieved. Focus on what you control, what you can control. You know, focus on the positives and try to pick yourself up when you're thinking of the negatives. Encourage your team to do the same, and that will naturally build their own resilience too. Number three, and I know I bang on about this a lot, and any of my team who listen to this will go, oh yeah, there's that word again. It's vulnerability. Be vulnerable and learn from your mistakes. Please don't underestimate the power of vulnerability. You know, it shows to other people that you're human. In his book, John Maxwell, in his book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, he says that adversity is a better teacher than success. And, you know, we all make mistakes. So take the time to reflect on what happened. Be confident to share what you've learnt and, importantly, what you plan to do differently next time. Being a vulnerable leader is another quality of great leadership. And a great example of this is we have just put up in our office a sharing is caring wall where we all write down things that we have learnt throughout the week. And then we all get together for a quick impromptu 10-minute meeting where we share those learnings so that we can make sure that they don't happen again, and also ask for advice and support if we've struggled to cope with the learning. So that's something that, you know, you could easily do in your office as well. So remember, number one, welcome change in challenging times. Two, be a role model. And three, be vulnerable and learn from your mistakes. These are really powerful behaviours, and they will communicate to your team that it's okay for them to fail. It's really how you deal with failure. Remember, FAIL stands for First Attempt in Learning. So everyone needs to learn from their mistakes and do something differently next time. This is how they too will continue to build their resilience. So I hope that's been useful. Always happy for you to share your experiences if you want to. You can find my profile on the team homepage at Excel Communications. And if we're not connected, click on the little LinkedIn icon at the bottom, and then you can message me and share with me your experiences and how you're getting on. And don't forget to leave a review, assuming that you've enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, take care. Speak to you soon.